The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Hour number three. 5 o'clock, Quentin time on The Drive. Welcome back in. Russell Bear and Brandon Cruz along with you here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon edition of The Drive. Coming up, we've got the docket. We'll check in on the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. Also, got a couple other things we got to kick around here before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, it's Rick Butler back with your top five at five.
All right, Russell, number one. Yes. Tennessee wrapped up their first practice in Bridgestone Arena earlier today as they await the winner of Texas A&M and Mississippi State, which tips off tonight at about 9:30 p.m. SEC Player of the Year Grant Williams and the Vols have handily beaten both teams already earlier this year by a score of 93-76 against the Aggies, 71-54 against the Bulldogs.
All right, we'll see. Is it this the year? Is this the year that Tennessee puts all the disappointment of SEC tournaments past behind it and rises above the futility, the complete exercise in futility that has been Tennessee in the SEC tournament for my entire life? God, I hope so. Oh, I hope so.
Number two. Tennessee held its football pro day on campus today for multiple NFL scouts and executives. 12 former Vol players worked out for the scouts, including Mike Abernathy, friend of the drive, Paul Bain, Keller Christ, Malik Elion, DJ Henderson, Alexis Johnson Jr., Jonathan Kongbo, Madre London, Jesse Medford, Kyle Phillips, Quarte Sapp, and Shai Tuttle. Kyle Phillips said this to say, "I think it's a good opportunity to get more exposure. Last week I went to a regional combine and all 32 teams were there. It's about getting as many eyes on you as possible."
Do we think any Vols get drafted this year? It is Kyle Phillips or bust, right?
My buddy Brad says that he has no doubt that Brad.
Well, I mean, if your buddy Brad said it, then
sure.
That he has no doubt Belichick's going to draft Abernathy. He'll end up being a All-Pro for New England. That's just how this works.
He did run. They said he ran a sub-4.5 today.
Isn't that where Justin Coleman started his career with New England?
I thought he started with the Seahawks and then moved to New England. Mm-mm. Or was it the other way around? Mm-mm. Where's he now? Where did he sign his deal?
Oh, didn't he just sign that one with Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he was on the top five the other
Good
day.
Good for him, man. And Abernathy, a very inspiring story. His dad is, or his grandfather, was Martin Luther King Jr.'s right-hand man. And
Ralph Abernathy,
I think his cousin or something played here. Was the grad transfer from Cincinnati, was unable to make much of an impact, but hopefully he does well.
That was his older brother.
All right, number three, the second round of the SEC tournament is underway. Florida defeated Arkansas earlier today and now has a date with number one seed LSU tomorrow at noon. Missouri is currently trailing Auburn by a score of 55-52 in the battle of the former Tennessee head coaches. Ole Miss and Alabama will play immediately following the Mizzou-Auburn game. And Texas A&M and Mississippi State will close out the night in Nashville for the second round of the SEC tournament.
I mean, I'm watching this. They just
it's Auburn a classic Missouri-Auburn game, but Mizzou game.
Mizzou just guards so much better than we do. I mean, can we hire Konzo as like a defensive coordinator for the team? Do they have that in basketball? A defensive offensive coordinator?
No, they don't.
That's what if we could have Rick Barnes as the head coach, Bruce Pearl as our offensive coordinator, and Konzo Martin as our DC. That would be the ultimate Tennessee basketball coaching staff.
When we bring back Donnie Tindall as recruiting coordinator.
We want to stay on off probation. It would be nice.
Number four, Rick Barnes met with the media after practice earlier today, specifically talking about winning championships in regards to a team's legacy. Here's what Barnes had to say. I think anytime you play, you want to win a title. You want to win championships. I don't think there's any question any team wants to do that. When it's said and done, they're not easy to come by, though. You have to go out there, and the thing is, when it's done, I know you know that you've given it your best shot. I think any team that plays in the tournament, there's a theory about these tournaments being not important. Well, I think they're all important.
Love Rick Barnes. I hope it works out for him. A, because you play to win the game, and I want to see Tennessee win. But B, because I don't want to have to hear the Barnes bashers emerge from underneath whatever rocks they've been hiding under for the past year or so and go back in. Because, like, Jamie's got his head sticking up like a groundhog out of the hole. He's looking around. Is it safe? Are they losing? He's thinking about coming out. John Tweet is over there ready to come out, too. You saw Phil, like, he's dusting off the old playbook of hits, getting set to go after it, too. Like, you could just feel the feeding frenzy coming, and I want no part of it. No part of it. Go ahead.
Last but not least, number five. And I think this one's kind of interesting, just all things considered. Major League Baseball has a new prize for its Home Run Derby winners. Starting in 2019, the winner of the Home Run Derby will receive a $1 million prize.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to stop you right here. Give you an important life lesson. People don't care about baseball, man.
All right.
$1 million for a Home Run Derby?
So here's the interesting part about it, though. 15%, almost 15% of all current MLB players right now will be making less than that $1 million in the entire 2019 season.
15% of Major League Baseball players don't make seven figures?
That's correct. So the one guy who can just hit the most home runs in one night will be making more than about 15% of all MLB players.
How much does I don't even know what that tax bracket is, but how much does you get $1 million check from Major League Baseball? How much is Uncle Sam taking out of that? Or I guess they add it up on your yearly earnings.
I don't do taxes myself, I don't really know.
I mean, they're in that top, but they just got them cut because if you're in the top 1%, which I'm assuming most major.
What do you mean you don't do taxes? Like you just don't file? You don't have, or you?
Well, I've only worked. It's been a repeated job, but I've only worked at one place where I've had to, taxes have mattered.
You don't want to.
Actually, two places. I worked at Jet's Pizza for a while in high school. We've talked.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't
you get fired? W-2.
I did get fired.
For stealing?
No, I never got caught in that. I was way too sneaky. I got fired because I left.
Yeah, you're pretty sneaky there.
I left.
You just admitted to it on public radio.
Well, who cares? What's going to happen now? I got fired because I left for Disney World over a 4-day trip, and I was scheduled to work every one of those 4 days.
What?
And I was really I went with my high school choir, and I was scheduled to work. It was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We left for Disney World that Friday, and so instead of showing up to work, I just turned my phone off the entire night because I was so scared of what would happen when my boss called me. I returned to work that next Tuesday and was promptly told that I had been let go.
Your services are no longer needed here, Mr. Butler, which is something I think about saying to you every day. Wow. All right, thank you, Rick Butler.
So you no-called, no-showed 4 days?
You didn't even call? Hey, guys, not going to be able to make it today. I'm in Disney World.
I would have fired your ass with extreme prejudice. Pivoting to world events.
Yeah.
Were you aware that a former British paratrooper recognizes paratrooper F is going to be the first person to actually be charged for the Bloody Sunday killings, which was the over in Northern Ireland? Remember the song Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally.
It's just a really weird thing to bring up right after Rick's goofy, I got fired from Jet's Pizza for going to Are you going to have a 9/11 update next? I mean, like, what?
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't paying attention to that last part, but.
All right, well, thanks for dropping that knowledge, Bear. Hopefully, justice is served. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the drive, 546-8200. If you want to get up with us here this afternoon, the SEC tournament ongoing. Our Trey Wallace is on the scene. We're going to try and get up with him. Might have to wait until after this game is concluded because I think Trey is sitting courtside watching it right now. So
he's down there with the beautiful people.
Good for him. Rick or Rich Barbecue, smoking hot question for those of you just joining us. Do you mind that our new governor, Bill Lee, met with Bruce Pearl and Auburn's basketball team at the state capitol yesterday and honored him, presented him? What are you doing?
I was getting another piece of candy.
63% of the audience say no, they're not okay. Not okay with Bruce, with Bill Lee receiving Bruce Pearl and the Auburn basketball team. So 37%. I'm shocked, man. I thought this would be a good 95%er. But I guess some people just don't care. Skinner says, shouldn't have been done at the venue. Should have been done at the venue, not the Capitol building. So he's saying it should have been done at the tournament.
I'd agree with that.
DT says, Randy Boyd would never have done that. Well, he would have received Tennessee. Like, he would receive, if we ever win anything again, like, he would receive us over there. But that's okay because it's Tennessee, and he's the governor of Tennessee, right? The governor of Tennessee receiving Auburn's basketball coach, who used to coach here, left our program in shambles, and not less than a week ago, cost us a second consecutive SEC championship. I mean, hello? Like, is there not some PR person in there? It's like, listen, Governor, like, maybe this isn't a good idea. If you want to see Pearl, and like, we can go over to the arena while the tournament is going on, and you can do a quick photo op there or something like that.
None of those pencil neck geeks know what's going on.
Well, that's a problem. He needs a sports fan in his inner circle to tell him, like, dude, it's not good. AW says, doesn't really matter. He's an alum, and the tournament is in Nashville. Kevin says, one of those it's good to be king moments for Governor Lee. And there you have it. There you have it. Tennessee fans, I want to say in an uproar, but Jimmies have been rustled. Jimmies have been rustled. Noisewater says, Rick Butler, badass extraordinaire, blows off work for his high school choir's Disney trip. I bet those kids turned up on that. The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
All right, welcome back. That was the longest commercial break in Drive history. A slight power outage, but we are back to deliver the shocking conclusion of the drive. And we begin with the docket. Authorities are looking for a man who made his own sandwich at a Subway shop in northern Michigan, rang up orders for customers, and swiped $20 from the cash register before taking off. The Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office says the man told workers Saturday at the Subway inside a Walmart in Traverse City that he was an employee at another area Subway and asked to make his own sandwich. The workers told him no, but he allegedly walked behind the counter and made the sandwich anyway. The sheriff's office says the man then rang up several customers' orders and stole $20 before leaving. They're hoping surveillance footage may help identify the man.
You think he really worked at the Subway?
Well, if he rang up orders, he probably...
I mean, why didn't they stop him? Like, what would we do if somebody came in here and said, yeah, I work at a radio station in Nashville.
If they just, like, sat down and started talking on a microphone?
I feel like given the tolerance level of many members of the station and anger management, we'd beat him.
Okay, but that's us. You know, we're three grown men in reasonably good physical condition. Like, we don't know. Maybe it's a couple of chicks working here. Maybe it's older folks. I don't know.
Maybe the Subway was busy and they needed some help.
Maybe they're just like, I work at Subway. It ain't worth all this. I'm just going to go call the cops.
Which show here at the station would be most likely to let somebody just sit in?
I have no idea how to answer that question. I don't feel like any show would allow it, quite frankly.
What's your answer, Barry? I feel like you're waiting.
The Drive.
Authorities say a Slovenian woman who deliberately cut off her hand with a circular saw to collect insurance money faces up to 8 years in jail. Police say the 21-year-old woman, helped by her relatives, had hoped to claim nearly 400,000 euros in insurance payments. She claimed she had been cutting tree branches when she severed her left hand just above the wrist. Officials say family members left the severed hand behind rather than bring it to the hospital to ensure the disability was permanent, but doctors recovered it in time to sew it back on. Police say the incident happened earlier this year after the family had signed insurance contracts with five different insurance companies. Police say there is no payment because we discovered the fraud in time. How about that?
Wow.
I mean, you can take a damn circular. I mean, you've used a circular saw, right? I'm assuming you have.
Is that
you grew up
like
on a
table
land.
Saw?
You're on Bonanza.
We're talking about a table saw? With
Hoss. Like- yeah, no. I think it was a circular. It was like a... those handheld ones where you like rip through the wood.
Yeah. Table saw.
No, that's not a table saw.
Oh, the
saw.
Table saw is the one that's like actually
on the table.
On the, yeah.
It's a table
okay,
that
yes.
has a saw that comes.
Oh out. My God. Ugh.
I don't even want to think about that. Ugh.
How did he? Oh my God. Like, just think about what's going through your mind as it approaches. Like when it first nicks the flesh.
It's going to squirt blood everywhere.
Oh, there's bits of bone and flesh. Have you ever had any part of your body like pulverized in any way?
No.
It's extremely traumatic, I can tell you that. You can get treated for shock. You go into shock.
Pulverized, huh?
If I can ever remember the security codes for my BlackBerry that's in my bedside table, I've got pictures on there from where my ring finger exploded, and you can see the like bits of bone laying out. It is incredible.
That's the docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Oh, yeah. Conor McGregor, we talked about yesterday, slapped the dude's phone out of his hand, smashed it.
Yeah.
Guy's suing him now for $15,000.
Don't blame him. That's a good number.
It is a good number. As we were talking about this during the break, like, if you're Conor McGregor, you just go ahead and stroke that check, right? Or you maybe even just offer him $10,000 as like, here, just make this go away.
Not Conor. He'd probably be like, what is it you said? Here, take your money.
But you have a couple of F-bombs in there. Here, take your money. Pick it up off the ground. There's plenty more where that came from. Yeah, it's, a frivolous lawsuit for sure.
So what was the guy doing? The guy was like videotape, filming him with his phone, man. And it pissed him.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of don't blame Conor, just to be honest with you.
He should give him $1,000 for a new phone. Here's $1,000, you know, new phone, your trouble, whatever it costs, move on.
Right.
And what's he worth? Millions and millions and millions now for that Floyd fight?
He made a lot off the Floyd fight, and he made a lot off his the last couple of UFC deals he's done, I'm sure. And he's showing up in whiskey commercials and stuff now. Yeah, Connor's okay.
He's showing up whiskey commercials.
Have you not seen that?
Like Jameson?
No, it's some other Irish whiskey.
You surprised Jameson, the oldest Irish whiskey distiller in the world, wouldn't?
I mean, do they need to? It's one of those companies that, like, do they even need to advertise?
Mm-mm. No. They've been around for what, like?
Yeah, they're not like years? Our friends here at Disability Advantage Group who are in their first year in business and are looking to get the word out to all the people of East Tennessee and America. Disability Advantage Group is formerly Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill's disability department, and their attorneys have handled thousands of Social Security disability insurance cases, including all levels of appeals. They've helped many, many clients obtain much-needed compensation following a disability, like, say, oh, I don't know, you get your hand cut off by a circular saw on accident, not on purpose. On purpose,
you guys help me do that.
On accident, I feel like it'd be really hard to cut the hand off. I mean, like, you would, as soon as you realize what happened, you jerk your hand away, and you'd have a huge gash in it, and maybe the bone would be messed up. And
if,
like,
you cut your hand off, I mean,
you're going
die.
To the hospital.
Well, I think,
you know,
that's, I think that's where the family comes in.
They have to, like, hold her
they
down.
Help. Yeah.
I mean, that's terrifying.
I mean, that could be like when, I mean, that'd be awful.
Be like what?
Nothing.
Reminds me of Jamie Lannister. I mean, he had to deal with it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Cut his hand clean off.
From Game of Thrones. Oh. Had his hand severed. The end of an episode. One of the most shocking moments of the series.
We can't make it through a show without you bringing that back up.
Disability Advantage Group online, dag-us.com. We don't have time. Roger, sorry, man. We are out of time. Poor clock management by us. Tanner's up next. He would be glad to take your phone call.
And we'll move you to the front of the line tomorrow, my friend.
We will move you to the front of the line the next time you call The Drive. It is our solemn promise to you.
Love you, Rog.
Sorry about the technical difficulty there. We appreciate Rick Butler. He'll have, I don't know what's going to be the deal with the third hour of the podcast. It's a, what? 22 minutes. Yeah. That's what we were on this hour?
Should we have kept recording when we were outside throwing the football and frisbees?
What do you mean? Just dead air?
No. We could have recorded. And
the audio of us playing outside?
Yeah.
Like children?
Yeah, and talking.
Yes, that's what we should have done, Bear. All right, and we missed Bear's scoreboard update center. I guess we'll have to do an extra one tomorrow on The Drive. Y'all be good. We'll talk to you then.